With, I'm in the coffin all pod, by the way. I got COVID, but I'm fucked.
You got something?
I hope
something.
Chill.
Nah, but
I've been ill for like 2 weeks, bro, man.
Hey, 2 weeks?
Damn.
COVID don't last that long.
Damn.
What you been doing?
Bro, literally, yeah, it's so crazy because...
white blood cells.
I picked it up off my brother. Definitely picked it up off my brother. And then I completely lost my voice. So even when we were supposed to call last week, I wouldn't have been... What's so fucking funny?
Alright, Alice called me last week, yeah? And like, you know when someone says they lost their voice, yeah? He told me before, but I was like, damn!
Was it that bad?
Bro, it was like...
I go, yo. And the nigga just burst out laughing.
The thing is, yeah...
I'm on the phone for like 30 seconds like this. Like.
The thing is, yeah, he's telling me he's in the gym, yeah. So I'm obviously thinking he's okay. But he's like, yo, I'm okay. But I've lost my voice. But he's sounding mad out of breath, like he's doing reps while talking.
I know he's in there sweating like James Brown.
No, I was fine. My voice was gone. I was fine. I was finishing up, innit? Yeah. But I need to call. If I don't call Alex now, I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, innit? So when I've called him, I'm like, I sound like fucking Marge Simpson.
Bro.
And he just starts laughing. And I'm just on the phone waiting for him to finish laughing. That, innit? And then we go back and forth for a bit. And it's just like, because even that day when I went to the gym, I pulled up and I saw one of my friends there. And like, she said hello and I like waved. I didn't even want to speak. I like waved and then like she asked me a question.
Hey.
And I've gone and I started laughing and I was like, I've lost my voice. And then I was basically having this conversation with her with like no voice, innit? And then literally, the thing is, like I said, I was fine. But then like that Monday or something, I just got worse. It was crazy. So I got ill again. It was mad. It was mad.
But no,
like,
yeah.
I haven't been breathing properly for like 2 weeks.
But now, do you see when like you get a blocked nose? That's when you start appreciating having
being able to breathe
a full, yeah. Full nose.
I gotta ask you, yeah, why are you in here in your darkest bed?
Because, do you know what it is? I'm not even gonna say it because I got a weird joke, but no one would get it. But all right, cool. So let's start with the intro. all right, cool. So obviously Chino's here, a great substitute, last minute.
It wasn't last minute.
He was always gonna come.
He had this pattern from time.
Yeah, would you meant to come? Yeah.
Hey, me and Alex are organized, but
yeah,
this pattern from time ago.
But yeah, obviously, Reams. When's the last time you've been here? It's probably like the second episode. No, I'll tell you.
Nah, I was here earlier this year. This wasn't on camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incognito.
But
incognito for real.
Incognito.
Oh man, hey, free the guys, man.
But then yeah, you know,
free the guys in them long.
Everyone introduced themselves.
What?
Everyone introduce themselves.
Come like I'm here, man's nervous, but you don't know.
Yeah.
What it is. Usually Alex does it. Yeah.
No, no, everyone. Do you know what it is? Yeah, because I'll give a weird nickname and then Atlas will look at me and I get scared.
No.
wait, Atlas will look at me and I see one of his muscle tenses. I'm like,
baby, his neck.
Terry Crews.
All right, cool. We got the boom. We got the boom back rap fanatic.
No, but you put a weird nickname on.
Yeah, because like, I'm in a different space back then.
It's a top stroker. Like I don't even be stroking.
You do be stroker.
Stroking,
Mr. Stroker at Atlas.
That's actually. That's
all right, cool. You got the face of the franchise, Ludo.
I've seen your tape.
What? Wow.
I ain't got no tapes.
I've been in the film room.
I ain't got no tapes.
I'm like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Ludo was in charge of post-production.
Cool. Since this intro has failed, yeah. All right, cool. Have you like ever received a sex tape from the woman you're talking to?
What, her and another nigga?
Yeah.
Nah, never.
Nah, do you know what it is? I've never, but I've heard when like girls have said it to me and like my niggas have said to me like, yo, she's short. I'm like, why are you trying to see a video of a short you're chatting to get lost?
What are we doing? I got one, yeah.
I'm not that horny.
Yeah. I got one, yeah. And then all I remember was me being like, oh, she's mad sexy. Ooh. But I was like, it should have been me. Like, I was just there.
But she wouldn't show you unless she had intentions of sleeping with you, know?
Yeah, that's the thing.
She was trying to show. She was trying to show you how she's setting doggy, but she's putting herself in a shop window.
Yeah. Then obviously, so
you know, when you go to a job interview, you have to show your CV.
Yeah.
That's like when the Arsenal links popped up and Gabby Jesus dropped four the next. Like Gabby Jesus scored four goals the next game.
So then obviously I was watching it and I was like, yeah, this is live, but I was like, I wish I didn't ask for this. But then,
well, you actually asked for
it. You asked for it.
Yeah, she was like,
shocked me out.
No. The conversation.
Oh, you were like, you got a tape? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, no, the conversation didn't lead me. Like, I wasn't like, yo, like, send me your sex tape, send me your sex tape. No, no. Obviously, like, the conversation led to, yo, like, I got, like, she's like, hey, I ain't got news, but I got a sex tape. I was like, yo.
We ain't got news, but you got a sex tape, bro.
That's a lie.
That's crazy.
Hey, a nigga like me,
having a sex tape is more inconvenient than having news.
How are you cutting out the middleman like that?
So, a nigga like me, I'm not going to be like, question her why she doesn't have nudes.
I kind of
was it like artistic? Did she like set up a tripod or was it like
just POV? My man breathing heavy.
The one thing I did like it wasn't like Kim recording while he was digging it out. Like
did
it was
like set up.
It was like,
I'm telling you, it was on the tripod.
No. So imagine the camera's there, yeah? So the viewers can see there's a camera's there, and like she's here. No, he's here. Oh, pamming out, and she's just in doggy. And I was just like,
Is it side on or like front on?
Where was the camera?
The camera was right there.
So is he looking at me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
But wait.
With sex tapes, like, you don't want to set up at the wrong angle.
But the thing is,
you spend 20 minutes looking at your own ass.
Fair play to Shorty. She like cropped his face out. I didn't want to see his face. I didn't want to know who he was.
So I could just see like his midriff and that.
So from neck.
You fucking Atlas?
Alex will be able to tell it's Atlas's body as well.
Yeah. I was like, nah.
That's a bit too bright.
Nah, but the thing is, if someone goes from like chin down, I reckon you know
your. I can recognize the nigga.
Yeah. I recognize like how, like, even you haven't seen, like, no one's seen anyone butt naked here yet.
Yeah.
But you could you could imagine from the chin down here.
I can't, like, if I see any of you niggas' chins, like, I know.
Yeah, you know.
Any of my niggas, if I see their chin.
And plus.
Well, like, bottom lip down.
Yeah.
From mouth down.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah. And the thing is, the one thing I get scared of, is I remember getting a back tattoo. And I was like, oh shit.
That's identifying.
I was like, shit, if I ever get caught in a cheating scandal and my back tat showing, I'm finished. And I'll never forget when I got finished sleeping with this girl, This is like 4 or 5 years ago. So imagine I'm curled over. Yeah. And then like she's taking a picture of my back tattoo.
Oh no.
And I heard ka-choon. I said, oh my God, I'm finished. Like,
did he all that shit, Peggy?
Did he react to it?
And the thing is,
why did she do that?
Evidence.
Women.
They compile evidence.
Women
use it against you.
Bro, women always take sly videos, pictures of when you're
asleep
or having sex. I just don't want to say it. But they don't seem like creeps. Say if we done it.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, we're creeps.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, that's a double standard I can get behind.
Yeah.
We need some double standards, I can't lie.
Double standards are good. But when she done it, I heard it. I was like, shit, I can't even react to it. Like, you know when you want to bone out? Because I don't want to seem like I'm talking to someone.
Atlas just said, LGBT community, I'm behind you.
I stand behind you.
Play.
No. Oh man, I can't even forget.
Have you even seen Killer Cam doing his talk show?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, that shit is so
why is he wearing
funny.
Suits?
He's so
no.
Why is he still saying pause?
He's bro.
I don't think Harlem man can stop that. Bro.
No, I feel like
Cam stopped, like 46.
Yeah.
If he ain't stopped now, Dame Dash like 50.
Yeah.
If he ain't stopped now, never stopped.
Man, you left KD hanging alone. Yeah. Pause.
Nah, it was one. I sent it to Ivan earlier. What was he talking about? I think he was talking about like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. He was like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers leaving these guys out to dry. Pause.
What does that even mean?
You see when the
where's pause, the innuendo? Yeah, I don't get it.
Hey, you see when the pause happens and you're like, yo, you didn't need to say that. Like,
you're thinking too hard.
So. But the thing is, we'll see with Dame Dash, he'll say something and immediately his brain will say pause.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, where's the pause? And you was like, oh, there it was. Yeah. Like his brain is wide.
When he said he knows he can have it, that deserves a pause.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, man.
Have what?
He said, he knows he can have it, pause. Oh, that shit's so funny, man. But you need to go on Killer Cam's Instagram, innit? I watched the clips of his show. It's so funny. He's got like, I saw that on his score.
Yeah.
Who scored?
Some one of their fullbacks.
Oh
damn.
What, Acuna?
Molina.
Ah, shit. Ah, no, I'm happy. I All right, cool. Should we get into the topics of today?
What were we even speaking on today?
All right, so we missed out on everything. And by the way, I just want to put it out there. I'm not talking about Kanye West, like today, like ever. Like,
there's only one thing because I have to say. There's one thing because I want to laugh at it. When he said, yeah, he said, I love you know who in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's wrong. But what killed me is when Alex Jones gave him the chance to walk it back.
Yeah.
Alex Jones was like, okay, yeah. You Hugo Boss designed the uniforms. And from a fashion standpoint,
you love what they're doing. Yeah.
Is that what you mean? He goes, no.
That's all right, not cool. So I was watching it 2 days ago. Yeah. And so basically, so now we're talking about it.
Yeah, that does.
But so now.
How you make Alex Jones look normal?
So wait. He was just like, everyone is a genius in their own way. Or everyone has done genius in their own
way.
Everyone has done a piece of genius in their own lifetime. And then the thing that killed me, he was like, especially. And then I was like, why did you say especially? Like, he said especially.
He's pointing him out,
like, yo. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Kanye said he's rocking with Hitler because he invented railways.
Bro, what was that?
He just started making up lies.
Bro, I like them Hugo Boss outfits.
Bro, it was one of them ones, yeah, where he was just like chatting.
Have you seen the Hugo Boss outfits?
They're fire.
I said, I posted
credit, like, where credit where credit's due, they're fire.
I posted, it's fire. Hey, people were like, I like these fits are fire. Tell me a lie.
If you take off the swastika thing, that's a rascal outfit. You can wear that to what's the Anna Winter thing? The thingy ball? Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
What
they go to every...
Oh, the Met Gala.
Yeah. You can wear that fit to the Met Gala and you'd be killing it.
But it was one of them ones, yeah. But then...
It's not my fault Hugo Boss added us Puma, them and...
But the thing is, yeah...
It was good at what they did.
Yeah.
The thing is, yeah, you see when we were talking about Dave Chappelle when he was getting attacked by the LGBTQ community.
Well, I've thought these niggas stoked the flames, though.
Of course.
But the thing is, yeah, you see when you're poking someone too much now, it's like, yo, come on, man. Like, yeah.
Dave Chappelle probably did it because he thought it was an interesting thing to talk about. But afterwards, it started becoming more about the reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And him not letting them get, like...
Get a W or get
that,
win,
that one up on him or whatever, innit? Like he's saying,
I'm not gonna be down to.
I'm not folding to. I'm not folding to the guys. Yeah,
I'm not folding. Like, I'm not folding to cancel culture. Yeah, cancel culture is not real. Whatever.
But yeah,
it became that rather than trying to be funny.
Yeah,
this
and definitely gets boring.
This is kind of a good segue because obviously Kanye got dropped by everyone. I was in my head. I was thinking, have you ever been sacked? Like, have you ever been like dead serious? Like, yo, you are performing shit. You are sacked.
Oh, no.
Shall I tell you why I've never been sacked yet? Even if I was, people like me too much.
That's the thing.
I feel like people like me so much, they'll give me chances.
I've always said this, yeah. There's been so many jobs I've had, yeah, where I know I'm a personality hire.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone into the interview.
Connor Cody.
Yeah. Like, just there for vibes.
Make everyone laugh.
Yeah. I've gone into interviews thinking, I have no, bro, nigga like me, I go to interviews with no GCSEs, yeah? Bro, I have GCSEs, but I don't even bother putting on onto my thing. And it's just like, things I've done kind of thing. And I was like, yo, like, they should not give me the job. But I go in there, every interview I go in as myself, and it leads to just busting jokes, like banter kind of thing. And then obviously get a bit serious. And be like, oh yeah, like, he seems like a nice guy, bring him along. And then they fuck up when I actually can't do shit. But then I'm kind of just there, just like busting jokes. Like,
you're good for morale.
Yeah.
Good for the vibe.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's Haslam. Locker room guy.
But he...
glue guy.
The glue guy, the vet.
Oh, no.
He's been retired like 6 years ago, bro.
What but I seen him trying to guard Jason Tatum on the wing. I said, what the hell?
No, but
he was moving in slow motion.
What the hell is
going on? Does he owe the mafia money, bro?
I don't know, man. Maybe he hates his family.
He is the mafia,
but there was a time I got forced into quitting. So it was so my manager was like, yo, you either quit or we put you on a performance
review.
You see it like in school where you get put on
report card.
He's trying to tell me this, yeah? And the reason was-
I can't wear a report card like a badge, bro.
Yeah, but
listen, man, every time I got put on a report card at least once every year, brother. Every year my mom gave me an arsening, but-
Bro.
When was she gonna learn? I wasn't gonna stop.
The youth I went to school with, he used to get put on reports so often, but he used to lose them. So they legit printed him like an A3 piece of paper.
Yeah.
I made him wear it around his neck.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's humiliation.
Yeah.
Come on.
But then you think so. All the girls in my year.
He probably wore it like a Jesus piece.
BBS.
All the girls in my year started taking it off and wearing it themselves and thought it was mad cool.
The thing is, he probably got mad bitches off it. Yeah. But I
bad in school is good.
Man wore like a bust down.
So let me go back to my job, yeah. So it was my first job. So I came off out of school and I went into apprenticeship. And I came in midway of the apprenticeship. So all the other classmates. So they were ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And
nothing new then.
Before, they was like, yo, you're going to need to catch up. And obviously, I just wanted the job. But I was like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I'll lie. Yeah, I'll put the work in.
Nigga, I was behind and I got further behind. Yeah. And it was like, all right, cool, whatever. So then, obviously, when I'm a good vibe, my manager was like, should we go gym together? I was like, yeah, why not? Gym was like 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
I remember working out with my manager thinking, I ain't ever going to get sacked. Like, me and him, I'm spotting him. I'm saving his... I'm saving his life, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah. So me and him are twins.
For life or...
Twins for lives. One day, it just switched up.
Yeah.
All I remember, he was like, oh, can you come to me? And I was like, jolly, yeah, of course. And he was like, it's not working out. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, one, you're taking too much time on your lunch break.
Normal.
Mm-hmm. I said, I'm at gym with you on my lunch break.
I'm
with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was thinking it was cool. Like, me thinking it's my first job. Mm-hmm. And he was like,
can I ask you a question? Is that when you started believing in magic?
Bro, first time I seen magic was my dog.
Dog turned to a snake.
First time I seen magic is when my dog turned to a snake. I said, what?
I was with you.
I said,
you know when undercover police guys, yeah, they'll buy a bed, they'll be like, yeah, let's come.
Have you man ever walked to Judas and a Black Messiah?
Yeah, yeah. Like a pagan, bro.
It's like my man.
Yeah. So then, buy kilos. We got him. What? Who's buying the bricks together?
Did you see when Charlamagne said that Lakeith Stanfield was perfect for that role? And then he got offended.
Imagine someone tell you you're the perfect snake. You was born to be treacherous. Yeah. That's you.
No, he's slimy.
Charlamagne is a fucking waste.
He's the biggest wind-up.
Charlamagne knows what he's doing every time.
He's such a wind-up.
The worst thing is Lakeith wanted to play Fred Hampton as well. Yeah, that's why his head was gone.
Yeah. But yeah.
Nah, nigga, you ain't righteous.
But yeah, so then so that happened, yeah. And then I was like, all right, cool. Let me just figure out the next 2 weeks. It started getting worse and worse. Like, he was picking up on me and like certain things that he was doing with me. I was like, all right, cool, let me just quit. Then when I handed my resignation, he was like, oh, like, why?
Oh, fuck.
I was like, I even remember his name, Chris. Like, it's Chris, like, something, I forgot.
It's like when you're in a relationship and you want the girl to leave you.
Yeah. You see them ones where, like, you're already cheating, so you leave your phone on loud and, like, just fake.
Oh, you know, you got when you change your bedroom's number, like the name, and then drop call him, and then she sees, and then when he calls back, she sees some random name.
But yeah,
some random name.
So it got to that, and then I was like, yeah, like it's not working out. But then, yeah, like even with that, I've had horror interviews, like where I've had an interview where you've like bombed it.
Didn't
like,
you get rejected on the way home?
I can't like.
Let me tell you about that. Let me tell you about that. I never forget, yeah.
By email?
No. Oh, yeah, by email, yeah. So imagine, yeah, I have had the best interview I have done in a while.
Clearly not.
Like no. Like, legit,
that's delusion.
Yeah. No. I'm deluded, yeah.
What are the steps of grief? Bargaining.
Like, you know the ones, yeah? Like, I usually go off, like...
Acceptance.
Interviews off, like, vibes, whatever. This one, they asked me every question and I nailed it.
Yeah.
And then that was just like, yeah, they were loving me. I had the personality, I had the knowledge. And like, it was one thing like, I practiced for. And the way he shook my hand, he was so happy. He was like, yeah, like, I'm gonna see you around. You see like little sly words they put in. And I was like, I'm walking out of there like, yo, like, I have got this job. I'm walking out of the train station. So walking to the train station and I walk out and I get email. Oh, no, what's this email? And it's from like the job thing. I'm thinking, yo, they're probably like, telling me to sign the contract. Yeah. Unfortunately, I was like,
do you know what my only explanation might be? They might have already hired who they wanted,
bro. Yeah, yeah. But the thing,
they wanted to just email you, interview you as a client.
Do you know how annoying that is? Yeah, when you go to a job and they've already got the person in mind, but they have to go through like the HR thing.
Yeah,
they got to
go through the check.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like, yo, like I really did. Like I spent £4.90 on
coming.
£4.90. I don't have. Like, yo, I'm fighting for my life looking for a job.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, yeah, man, like, but yeah, like people are sickos when it comes to it, like. But then I've always said, if I like ever owned a company, I'm definitely hiring people that I know.
Yeah, nepotism. Why not,
bro? 100%.
Why not?
Like,
why not?
Yeah, people that I know that are qualified. Like, I'm not hiring Alex.
Yeah, 100%.
You have to know what you're doing, of course.
Yeah, like if, imagine you lot are trying to run. I know. A serious business that needs attention to detail to everything. And I come through, yo, I need to be put on. And you know for a fact I get distracted by this.
Yeah. But that's the thing, if I do that, I'm doing us both a disservice.
Yeah,
bro,
a good businessman knows how to delegate.
Yeah.
Put people into your playmaker, you put people into the right spot.
Yeah, like you know where to put them, but.
Yeah, you're gonna be in the back.
So like,
the only job you have is putting paper into the shredder.
You saying what?
That's it.
Alex will be the lunchtime entertainment.
God, outsource him. Just bring him in. You know, like the people that hire strippers, just hire Alex.
Yeah.
You're a famous stand-up.
Field slave out here.
I can't lie, stand-up ain't easy, you know.
Oh, stand-up.
I've seen many funny people bomb. Like people that's in a normal setting.
Like, stand-up isn't even really, like, I consider myself to be a half funny dude, but. Stand up is different because you have to. It's a lot of it is just crowd control.
And tell a story as well.
Yeah, tell a story.
Tell a story.
Yeah. And you have to build up your jokes as well.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of people. You see how like Dave Chappelle, he like kind of says a joke in the first 10 minutes, and the last 10 minutes of a thing,
it's a motif.
He'll be like, "Fuck a rhino and pussy," and you're thinking,
"He always references back." Like, I've ever watched the day. I can't remember which one it is, but throughout the whole stand up. He keeps referencing back to every time he's ever met O.J. Simpson. Have you ever seen that?
Nah.
Like I've met O.J. Simpson 4 times in my life. And he starts with that joke and he tells you about the first time. Mm. Then randomly throughout, then he's like, the second time I met O.J. Simpson. Then you tell another joke, blah, 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 blah. Then he'll just be like, the third time I met O.J. Simpson. Then he ended it with like the final time he met O.J. Simpson. And he tied it all together from like the beginning to the end.
Okay, okay.
It's genius.
It's art. It's like proper creativity.
Yeah. But it's not as simple as just getting up on the stage and telling jokes.
I've always said, one of my life goals are, because obviously I think I'm a funny guy, but I've always wanted to go like to a low-key, say I'm in America. Mm. You see like one of them bars that are doing stand-up.
Yeah. One of them holes in the wall.
Yeah, like I want to do like, see if I can get a crowd of 30 rocking just to see what I'm about. Yeah, see what I'm about. Yeah. But then I always said I would definitely bomb because... See when you say a joke and niggas ain't feeling you and it's like silence, like
get it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be
get it. Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah, it's like
I feel like I'm situationally funny. Like I can make stuff funny based on being provided with material.
Yeah.
Like if Atlas did something,
I can make a joke, turn that into a joke. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like I could never turn a joke into thin air and me tell a story. And the thing is, a lot of comedians are so articulate.
Yeah.
Imagine me being a comedian. I'll be like,
I think that's what I feel like. I'm a good storyteller, so maybe
I
could do that. But like, actually, like comedians have to write their sets. It's a screenplay.
I'm a good storyteller if it's happened to me and I was there for 100%, every moment.
100%.
But if it's like made up and I'll be like, I have to think of certain things but even on here when I tell stories and I have to cut out certain people because I don't want to incriminate them I'll have to be like
improv.
Make a fake up like a fake name or cut out a whole story but that won't make sense so I have to change that else, not everything I say
omit too many details it's not funny anymore
like not everything I say on this podcast is real. But the whole story is real. The lead up, some things have been altered because I have to save.
Of course, you got to face.
Like, As much as open cases. Yeah, as much as I'd love to be that guy that's like, oh, he's 100% like, you know what I mean, transparent. Nah, like
you can't because you're talking about stories.
You're talking about real life people.
Yeah. Also, you talk about stuff that it's not just always you.
Yeah.
Well. That's like I always say. Oh, if my phone gets leaked, it's not just me getting in trouble. It's other people as well.
Yeah.
I ain't got my secrets on it. I got other people's secrets as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you like ever? Like, you know, when you're with a girl, you like, let me read your group chat. I'm like,
no.
You like ever had a girl go through your phone?
Yeah.
When I was young.
My BB, yeah.
Yeah.
With my ex, I never used to have a password on my phone, innit? My
That's crazy.
My plan was if she knows I don't have a password.
She'll never check it. Reverse psychology.
She won't have to.
But master manipulator, you are crazy.
But try call her bluff, you know.
But it worked for years, like. Mm. But she was always go on my phone and just go on my Snapchat and just like post like videos of herself or rah rah rah. But one night, I was at like an accommodation or whatnot, innit? And I'm sleeping now, innit? And you know, like when you're sleeping, you just like, I don't know if something came to me in my dream.
Wake up.
But I just felt a disturbance in my dream and I woke up.
It was that Tom Cruise of Vanilla
Sky. I woke up and I looked over, innit? And I looked over and I felt the tension in the air. And I've been like, what are you doing?
There's a disturbance in the floor.
What, she was just crying at the edge of the bed?
She was just bare silent. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she was just like, I'm going through your phone. I was like, what? Oh. So I took the phone from her and she's like, oh, we'll talk about it in the morning.
Let me tell you now, bro.
I woke up at 6 a.m. and I was gone. I woke up, by the time she woke up, I was not there.
It was long out of there.
I needed to get away and formulate a plan.
Do you know what it is? Yeah?
I needed to compose myself.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, that is a great way to be like, what do you want to talk about? I went through your phone last night. Did you? Like, did you go through my phone or was you dreaming?
Let me tell you, let's say this was like September, yeah? She scrolled all the way to like February.
What?
In the GC.
Do you know how much like content that is, bro?
The thing is, yeah.
Imagine September to February for one person, like multiple people in a group chat.
The thing is, yeah, I've always said, yeah, you got a responsibility, yeah, to look out for yourself first, yeah.
Since then, I've always had a password.
On this phone, there's bare Rico cases, bro. Yeah. I'm not the only one going down.
But the thing is, yeah,
I'm gonna be like fucking like Rico. I'm gonna give you a couple cats from Harlem, but from DC doing this.
The thing is,
I'm gonna give you Atlas and Reams.
All right, cool. Like when you're in a relationship, there's always two guys you can give up.
Yeah,
always two guys you can give up. Like
the guys would already have a criminal record.
Those guys are no one knows their girlfriends or they don't have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and then. You see that little man?
And your guy's girl don't like him anyway.
Yeah. So they don't talk, but it's more of a thing, yeah. You can throw them under the bus without even messaging them.
Yeah, because they'll know. They'll be like, yeah.
Okay. And it's like, I know for a fact, I have been thrown under the bus so many times I don't even know about. Because,
Easy target.
Yeah.
Alex invited the hoes.
She's going to believe that.
Yeah.
But then more time, that... All right, Jem was inviting the hoes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what?
You'd be frightened when you find out it was Atlas that was inviting the hoes.
Yeah, but then, but that's how like relationship turns like very toxic when they, you know, when they stay after the mishap.
But do you know what it is? Well, relationships turn toxic when, because it's one thing for like a woman to not trust you, but if a woman don't trust your brethren, so you got no peace because it's like, I'm stepping out. Who's stepping out? I'm stepping out of Reams and them. She's like, what? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the one who?
Yeah. You know how I feel about him.
You know how I feel about him.
I don't care what you feel.
The worst thing is having a friend that your girl like likes, innit? And then she sees him like misbehave for the first time.
And they're like, oh my God,
and she's like, wait a minute, that's what he's on.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
He's meant to be the chosen one. He's meant to be battered to the force, not destroy it.
The thing is, yeah, the first time I realized my relationship was toxic, yeah.
Which one?
I won't say. So imagine, yeah, I'm going out with a mandem and I am taking pictures in bed, like selfies, taking pictures in bed.
I've told us this story before.
And then
in preparation
while I'm out in the club.
To post.
To send to my girls like, yo, mad bored in bed. These times I'm having a hell of a time. And then from then it spiraled out of control. I remember, oh shit, Have I ever told you like how I locked her into a bathroom?
You told me this story the very first day I met you.
I feel like you told the story and got cooked once.
Yeah.
So now we can talk about the first time I met Alice. But yeah, so the
was the statute of limitations is up.
So no, do you know what it is? Yeah. So my thing is, yeah, I've been in a relationship. It wasn't even like a relationship, kind of like a situationship. But then it was like got to the point where it was just nuts. I remember things were going on, was like out of my control. And I was like, what the fuck am I still doing that? But I was like, yo, I still like her. But then I'll never forget, like we broke up for three, four weeks under me saying, yo, I don't want to do this anymore. And I came back and then like, she was like, yeah, I ain't chat to anyone. Like I've been airing DMs, I miss you so much. I'll never forget, she put her phone in my lap and went to the bathroom. And then a message popped up and was like insinuating that the conversation was carrying on. And I was like, I didn't even look at it. I've never looked for a woman's phone.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I ain't got a stomach for it, man.
Yeah, like I'll throw up.
I ain't
like,
strong enough.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
I ain't strong enough.
If you're playing me, keep it on the low. Cause my heart can't. Take it anymore.
I don't want to see anything that's going to have me in a bathtub in my Timberlands and wife.
I don't want to see anything having a bathtub with a toaster right there. Yeah. I'm ready to do
this. Ignorance is bliss.
But yeah, so I seen that.
You're sliding me out, cool. I just want to find out.
But the thing is, yeah, I seen it and like the first like message was too much to handle. Like she was obviously chatting to this guy on our break. And I was like, yeah.
But the thing is, if you're on a break, it's fine. Why did she?
No. The thing is, yeah, was on a break.
Yeah.
How long was the break?
It was like a month.
Wow.
That's not exactly.
The thing is like, I always say this year, like, I'll tell you a lot of stories off camera, but I always say this year, like, if you tell someone, like, let's say, for instance, someone asks you a question, yeah, and you are off.
No. Speak. Go on the other side. Go on the other side. Spin it. Yeah, it's a weak one this week.
But anyway, I always say this, yeah, like, when you're in a situation where someone asks you a question, you're like, oh shit, should I tell them the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell them the truth. Because I'll tell you something, getting caught, like, no matter how bad you think the truth is, yeah, getting caught in a lie will always be worse.
Hondo.
Because, like, I always say this, that even when you were a kid, yeah, like, how many times would you do something stupid, your mum asked you about it, you lied about it, and then she found out you were lying, and she said something to you along the lines of, what you did wasn't even that deep, but why the fuck did you lie? Kind of. You got in trouble for not what you did, but for lying.
My thing is, I'm a teller under oath, man. I'm gonna keep lying. Right?
Yeah. Once I tell a lie, I'm a real nigga. I'm gonna stick to that lie. Yeah.
If it's a lie, we got to fight on that lie.
We got to fight on that lie.
Have you man ever watched Focus, that film with Will Smith and Margot Robbie? And he's like a con artist, isn't it? And he's like, listen, no matter what, even if you're about to get shot in your head, you never ever break the con.
Yeah, literally, never, literally. But that's the thing, like, I'm that guy where...
A whole month, bro, that's mad quick. A month goes like that, bro.
That's 3 weekends,
word, bro.
Exactly.
3 Fridays, basically.
But, all right, cool. So let me tell the story. So, either way, I've seen the text, yeah. I said, damn. And then, like, she was in the shower. I never forget, like, you see, like, in the movies, yeah, where you put a chair underneath the handle.
So they can't
bend it down. That's what I done. And then like, so there, I'm chilling now, waiting for her to come out of the shower. I'm sitting at the edge of the bed, like, all right, cool. So she can't get out. We're going to talk. And then.
What, from like either side?
Yeah, yeah, literally. So she's like, yo, let me out. I was like, who's so-and-so? And she was like, huh? And I was like, who's so-and-so? She's like, I don't know. I said, you're lying to me. Then, so the thing with me, yeah, I don't have entertain the conversation when someone's, I can't be gaslit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I was like, all right, cool, I'm out. Pretended to shut the door, yeah. And.
Wait, you still left her locked in?
No. So I pretended to leave. Yeah, so she's still locked in.
Yeah.
And I just heard like smashing of glasses. I was like, oh shit, like she's really mad. I was like, how can I let her out? That's like letting a lion out of his cage.
Yeah. You haven't fed him for 4 weeks.
Yeah. So I was like, I fucked up. Like,
you fuck up.
Yeah. No, but I'm sitting around. I fucked up. I was always planning to let her out.
Yeah.
And I was like,
she told the truth.
Then I was like, oh shit, I can't let her out. So I went downstairs to my car. I'm sitting there. I was like, how do I get this girl out? So then I called the hotel and I was like, there's someone stuck in your hotel room at room so-and-so. And then, so then they let her out. And then with my bad, I remember, I think some of her clothes were in my bag. So it's long story short, yeah. And then all I remember, I waited outside to witness her coming out just to drive off. Oh, so I witnessed her coming out of the hotel, yeah. And then I just drove off and like, she had to get bus home. Like, she was in like one skimpy top, yeah.
Fuck's sake, Alex.
And I never forget, she had a driving lesson that afternoon that she missed. And then
fuck's sake.
I was like, I won.
At what cost?
Peace of mind.
But were you still messing with her after that though?
Nah, it was kind of like the.
You can't really come back from that, can you?
The thing is, yeah, when you see when I say like was on a break, yeah, like the relationship was rocky for like 9 months prior to that.
9 months, a long time, lad.
Bro, it was rocky.
That's a lot of rockiness, bro.
Hey, man.
Well, the situation where you're on the break, but you're trying to like when you're about to get back together, you're going to contrast again.
You see an attachment. Mm. You see that attachment period where you're just like, I'm cool with this person. I can't be bothered to get to know anyone else.
I hear that.
Yeah, bro, getting to know someone else is fucking long.
I don't know how many siblings you have.
The chase is
I don't struggling. Care about your hopes and dreams.
Bro, wait, getting to know.
I don't even care about you, to be honest.
I can't lie, the best part of a relationship is falling in love.
That's the bit where it's gone past of getting to know them. It's like when you finally got to know them and it's like...
In between the get to know and being in love, the falling in love period.
It's just like... That's weird. Well, see, this girl's waves.
See, the sexual tension is like, come on, like...
Being in love is fine.
Yeah like...
But falling in love is better.
Falling in love is electrifying.
Yeah, it's...
Because being in love is like a stable thing, but falling in love is more intense, I would say.
Yeah, I feel you.
Because being in love is like a constant level, right? Yeah. Falling in love, you're like, okay, how deep...
All right, I'm going to put it out there.
With this girl.
Being in love is whack. I'm gonna put it out of there because you know what it is, yeah. There's certain things you can't do in a relationship, yeah. Like, for one, I dare you try and make a new female friend while being in a relationship.
Yeah, I feel like when in a relationship, all your female friends have to be. That's to be like a 5-year period. Yeah. Of them being your friend for the relationship.
Yeah, but a woman will have new male friends. Oh, that's just a friend. Who's this? Who's that? Oh, he works with me. Yeah, I met him at one event. Da-da-da. He's mad cool. And you're just thinking,
no, we're not.
God damn, if I bring a new, brand new female friend, it'll be tits up.
Yeah.
Like, tables will be flipped. Low-key, we've always said it on here, relationships are 360 deal.
Bro,
it's a 360 deal. Like, but sometimes a 360 deal was nice.
Yeah. Some guys can blow a 360 deal.
Yeah, 100%.
I have a couple hit records.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You want to make money, any money of it, but
you know what I mean?
You know it right. Like, yeah. Make like, money from that.
You know what I mean? Like, you're happy at least. You know what I mean?
At least.
You know what I mean? Like, the label giving you free beats. Could be. Like, you know what I mean?
You're touring the world.
They pay for your marketing.
Yeah. Things you don't want to do. But the thing is, yeah.
You got your bus on chain, you pay for it, but you got one.
The thing, yeah,
came out of your advance. Yeah, it's yours.
It's yours.
But I've always said that, like, relationships, when I say, like, with me, I've always said, I feel like when I'm in my 30s, I'll settle down.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I was born in 1968.
I fuck with that. Falling in love is much better than being in love, most definitely.
100%.
That's the thing, though. Is that
I'm sure everyone would agree.
Yeah. Definitely.
What, anyone disagree?
It's that feeling of getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Journey kind of thing.
And because it's part of the unknown as well.
It's like, you know, when a new rapper's coming and they're on the come up and they're blowing up.
And each song is just going harder.
Once they've blown,
yeah,
everyone's like, yeah, this is played out.
Yeah, now. It's played out and I'm tired of you.
Yeah, I'm tired. But the come up, everyone, like when Meek Mill was on his come up.
When he's hungry.
He was the hottest. Like,
Joe Bray Meek. Come on.
But I even wanted to ask you, look, so when's the last time you lot made some new friends?
Oh, that's a good question.
Probably you, man.
What do you mean? Like, in general.
You made like new friends. Like, I'm not talking acquaintance.
Actual friends.
Like a friends.
Wow.
Might be Moody.
Yeah, Moody. Yeah,
ah,
Moody.
Correct. Yes, yeah. Moody. It's Moody. It's Moody.
Yeah, the thing is, yeah, you know, Moody came into, like, I think it was, yeah, these men that, like, knew Moody before, yeah. Obviously, in our group chat, I'm the admin. Like, add this guy, Moody. Like, who the fuck is this, bro? Yeah, he's cool. I'm like, so.
I vouch for him.
I'm like, so?
When man vouch for him,
yeah, like, I can't, yeah, like, me and Reeves vouch for him.
Yeah, but that's two man.
Nah, me and Reeves vouch for him. Nah, it's different. It's a different
story. We don't bring fucker into the group chat.
It's a different stuff.
Around that period as well, when man had the guys in the group chat, Fugazi guys, yeah, bro.
Yeah, like, Mello, nah, blood. Yeah, yeah, Mello and Ludo be bringing anyone into the
me.
Group. Your record is spotty.
Yeah,
your record is spotty. Nah, whack GM.
So, but no, my one is probably you lot, and that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, them.
No, I've known Ludo, but that's what I always say. Yeah, with guys, yeah, you don't make random friends. You make friends of there's always someone that can vouch for them.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's never like a random person that'd be like, yo, that's my dog.
I feel like that only happens if you make a friend at work.
Yeah. But even sometimes, like, work, it gets tech, like, you're trying to figure out, like,
are we friends or not?
Yeah. Like, you see when you go to work, yeah, and there's always that guy who, like, how was your weekend?
I ain't telling them. Yeah, I just stayed at home.
There's guys you can have work friends.
Yeah.
Like, niggas you can.
Yeah, but I just keep it like.
You know, it's hilarious.
When they tell me, I'm like, nah, I just stayed at home. I might have been out going crazy, but nah, I stayed at home.
Sometimes I'll be ringing my colleagues, innit? And there's like this one particular colleague, yeah. He's probably like the only guy on my team younger than me, innit? So sometimes I'll be ringing him to talk about work, innit?
Yeah.
Mm. And then at the end of our conversation, he'd be like, oh, so how's your weekend? And I'm like, it was cool.
Like, yeah. In the meantime, yeah, you'd be like, yeah, nah, it was calm. These times, you was at a strip club. You was in Miami for like a day. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you can't have your work colleagues on social media as well.
These times you caught chlamydia on the weekend. Like, you're like, yeah, man.
Nothing crazy.
It was all right. But that's the thing with, but I've always said, like, my last job, that's when I started making friends. Like, because I was there for a lengthy time. And then, like, it was only a few people that I really consider as my friends, where, like, until you leave the work environment and you're still hitting them up,
they're your friends.
That is your friends, like, I mean.
At the work, the Babylon woman's always trying to make friends, but, like.
But the thing is, yeah.
You need to allow it.
You see at work, yeah, it's always the guys you least expect it. Like, you see that 6-year-old white man, like, he's on his last legs.
He's mad cool.
That's your dog.
That is your dog. That is your for life.
Bro.
Like, fuck
you. That's
twin.
You, but
yeah,
that's your guy.
That always related to each other.
That's twin, yeah. Because he out here fucking hoes. Like, he's still cheating on his wife. Nah, nigga, I remember, you 65.
I remember when I used to do warehouse work, innit? That's where you always meet that guy, bro.
Yeah.
He's been there for 40 years doing the same job. He's never been an assistant manager.
He's humble.
He's never been promoted.
He's happy what he's doing, bro.
He's been doing the same thing for 40 years straight. That's the guy.
Yeah. But nah, yeah, nah, yeah, with.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true. Probably Moody, brother. Like,
yeah. That's the thing.
I don't go out my way.
Yeah,
I don't go out my way to make friends. I'm not someone that's easy to talk to anyway. So,
Someone tweet the other day, like, you shouldn't be making friends after a certain age.
Yeah, it was slow.
No, you should have wind people up. That's what
it was.
No, but he said something crazy. He said, like, sixth form.
No, but after
18,
after 21, yeah. After like 21-ish, it's like, but he was saying it in the context of.
As a man, why are you making friends?
No, on context of going to events to make friends.
Okay, yeah.
You don't have your own core.
Going there like, hey, I want to make some friends today.
I've always gone like. Right,
like
cool.
A serial killer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm always open to meeting new people. Right. But you have to let that relationship.
It's got to be natural, man.
Marinate like for a couple years, like 4 or 5 years.
The funniest thing is, yeah. When you first met Alice, he didn't want to meet you anyway.
Bro, we
the story about different. Like, you don't tell. You always tell the story.
No. It wasn't like Alice didn't want to meet me. It was like the way Alice messaged me on the timeline. It was like, yo, you didn't need to air us out.
I only did that because they said I wouldn't do it. And these niggas know if they tell me. In the group chat, they were saying, you won't do it. I said, don't do that because I'll do it.
So obviously I'm going to link up with the man them to play Power League. And when Atlas messaged me live on the timeline.
What did he say?
He was like, yo, don't bother coming today. We've got full numbers.
I only did that because they said I wouldn't do it.
Wait.
This happened.
I actually remember you might have told me this before.
We were patting the ball. And for some reason, niggas invited the whole world, didn't it? And then we're in the group chat, had a politic, like, who should we tell not to come?
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. Whoever's not in this group chat, that niggas in the group chat should get priority, innit?
Yeah, fair enough.
So we're crunching the numbers now. And I think there was like one person.
I don't care about this. Why did you message me on the timeline?
I told you because they said I wouldn't do it.
I knew you would do it, but I didn't see what would happen.
Because they told me I wouldn't. That's the only reason why I did it.
Imagine, you're at a workplace, yeah? And you're getting sacked in front of all your colleagues. Yo, bring me to the back.
That is my man.
bring me to the back and just like say, yo, like it's not working out.
If this was now, that would have been ratioed as well. But bro, yeah. That'd be 60 quote teats on that.
Imagine. I was like, yo, Pip, tell him he can't come. Pip was like, I'm not doing it. I was like, tell him he can't come or I'll do it. And then it somehow got to a point where I was like, fuck it, I even do it. On the timeline.
The worst thing is...
And they were like, do it. I was like, don't tell me to do it because I'll do it. Do it. I said, cool, fuck it, I'm doing it.
So the worst thing is, yeah, I'm that kind of guy, yeah, where if you say, like you mention up a motive, you're like, oh, come if you want, I'll come.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck. So you after like you told me not to come, then Pippen was like, yo, we need a spare man. I was like, bro, I'm coming. Like, I don't like.
Oh, so he ended up coming anyway.
I came.
And he's like, if I come, I'm a bard. Yeah,
bro, so I was like, in my head, I was like, yo, Atlas is getting finished. I've seen the size of this nigga. I said, yeah, let
what's
me.
Big, what's up, big bro?
I was like, bro, love for the message.
That wasn't my fault. The amount of shit I've done on Twitter because these men told me I wouldn't do it. Because you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't say, yo, you won't do it. Because now I'm doing it, not because I want to, just because you've told me I'm not.
But that's the thing, yeah. Like I've always said, I'm never really scared of no man to tell someone, yo, you're not invited. Yeah. Like, because what are you going to say?
We're going to beat me up for uninviting you.
Like, or even
the thing is, I always feel bad news. So I never do it. I always feel bad.
You feel bad.
Yeah, but like,
that's the only thing I feel bad about, like uninviting someone. Yeah. Actually, to be fair, Andrew Sent, I've only invited him because he's that bad at football.
You've never seen him turn ball in it. We'll draw Eric and I out of the fucking podcast. You've never seen him turn ball in real life, innit?
Nah.
That is like, it's horrendous.
Maybe if we get a certain amount of views in this video, we'll post that up.
there was a few questions I want to ask you. Like, we were like 20 minutes left, so I think even 15.
Dozak.
So then, what was I going to say?
Go on.
So what is a non-sexual act that you lot like that turns you on?
When I get the back of my neck, like, when they have like nails, and I get the back of my neck like scratched.
That's a good one.
Softly, yeah.
My ears played with.
I used to like that, and it just became...
My ears like touch my face.
Do you know what I used to like? Sorry to cut you off. I used to like it when shorties would kiss my head, but then Elijah started doing it. And now like it's kind of
wait. Elijah started doing
kissing your head.
Don't ask. Oh, whenever he sees me, he kisses my head. Don't ask. So now it's just kind of ruined for me. But
shout out Elijah. What's yours?
I like getting my hair shampooed.
Oh, the amount of times I fell in love with my hairdresser, and it's like
it's like
she's doing it,
and they're proper rubbing into the scalp,
and it's like and it's like, oh, it's like, and the thing is like the warm water, it's like, oh, do you like the temperature? And it's like the way they say it, it's like,
you know, when in you're in the hairdresser and you just head back like that,
bro. When you're in the hairdresser and you're just like your head's back, and then like you're just closing your eyes and they're just doing.
You're on the moon still.
It's actually a good question too, as with hair. I've been seeing like memes of girls like be like, oh yeah, let me retwist your hair, but they're not actually retwisting it or trying to retwist your hair. They're trying to be. Has that happened to you?
No.
Like, I've been seeing that bears.
Like my bears, like
your like.
Do you know what that reminded me of? Not to cut you off. Shout him out because he's hard. But Clavish, yeah, he threw that shorty up to give him two.
When I saw
two plats.
When he's the realest rapper alive.
Shout out Clavage because he's cold.
He's actually the realest rapper alive.
Seen a real in there like this in a minute.
That shit made me fuck.
It's just not gonna did that.
The thing is, yeah, to fly shorty out, for 2K Rose, yeah. And then.
Didn't even put a style in it. It was just two plats.
It was just two. Cool.
That's the plats you can do. You do yourself, bro.
Alright, cool. Let's just talk about flights in general.
Yeah.
Flights and cabs there and back, yeah. That's at least, let's say, 200.
Where was he?
I have no clue. It looked very exotic. Yeah. Portugal somewhere. Yeah. Maybe he got the flights on a £45 on Ryanair.
It must have been last minute though.
Has to be. But you know when you're doing a video shoot.
That had to be a Wizz Air thing or something.
Yeah, but then when I seen that, but I was watching the video, yeah. I was like, so Shorty's like kind of vlogging it. Flying out to do Clavish's hair. I'm thinking, yo, he's getting a wicked thing
pattern,
done.
Pattern of that.
So then, all right, bro.
Like, Clavish in the camera.
In the clip, yeah, it's a 2 second of the 2 camera thing. I missed it first time. I was like, where is his headpiece? Yeah, I rewinded it. I was like, no way you got thrown up for that. Because.
What was they saying on the TikTok comments?
I saw it on Twitter, innit?
I saw saying, I don't even want to say it. People don't want to say that they're escorts.
I don't know.
I don't like making them accusations.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to make them accusations. Yeah. But on another conversation, they were saying like, you see like the soft life babes, yeah?
Yeah.
They don't want to claim that they're sex workers. And I kind of get that because sometimes, like majority of the times, yeah, with, I've heard stories, something has to be given up for the soft life of, say like being flown out. Hey, just for, like to Miami. Something has to be given up.
Yeah.
And I hear that a lot of the time and I was like, but I don't want to be the man to say it.
Here's my thing though. I feel like a lot of relationships, soft life or no soft life, a lot of relationships are transactional, especially in America. Like most of their relationships in America are transactional anyway.
Yeah, people in America don't love each other.
Yeah.
She's got good pussy.
She makes me look good when I'm with her out in public.
Yeah.
He looks after me, pays my bills, blah, blah, blah. It's transactional, isn't it?
So they don't like
it. I wouldn't call them sex workers. It's just their relationship.
But the thing is that over here in England, I feel like, say, like going 50-50 on like a household, that's very common. Yeah. But I feel like if you go to America and try to push that agenda,
yeah,
be
you
like,
see like Cardi B and Glory talk about 50-50, they're all getting cooked, bruv. Yeah, no, man. If I'm going 50-50 with a man, he's basically my roommate.
So yeah, but I was always...
Cool. That's economical.
Yeah.
But that's how it is, isn't it? The transaction, you gotta like, be.
I've always said, yeah, do you know, the worst thing is, yeah, when you're dating in general, yeah, and you're meant to be paying for everything. Meanwhile, this girl is just chilling back, saving for her yard.
It's a couple miles down the line, you don't even talk to anymore. She takes a picture with the keys dingling. Yeah. I finally got a house.
And then this time.
But she's been saving a depot. Why have you been taking her fucking Novikov?
It's a 360 deal.
I tell you, 360 deal.
These times.
The game is rigged, bro.
You like, you're in your mum's basement.
Yeah, bro.
She's charging you more rent. She's upping the rent.
That's
like,
the thing. It's like payback, that's just patriarchy. The way of the world,
yeah, it's the way of the world, yeah.
Like, patriarchy. Like,
yeah, patriarchy.
Even when I go out, like, with my female.
Yeah, I pay for them too.
Yeah, it's like.
No.
They more time they fight me over it, and I hear that, like, we end up whatever, but it's like, I'm like, yo, like, it's not that deep kind of thing.
The thing, I feel like with my female best friend, like, Aisha, we'll go out, and she'll be like, I'll get it, and it'll be like, no problem, and I'll be like, all right, cool, I'll get the next time.
Yeah.
And it'll be kind of like she's mandem, and then that's where I've realized I've actually got a female best friend.
Yeah.
Like, she ain't just like my female, but she's like my best friend.
I feel like with that, just something as small as that can kind of put the flag in there kind of thing, innit? Because it's like...
I feel like you could only call a girl your female best friend if you haven't done
that. I agree.
Yeah. I feel like...
You could have female friends that you... might have been intimate with, but your female best friend...
Yeah.
Like,
if you've tanned,
that's
it's
a...
Oh, yeah.
But... How,
best friend, you know.
Say if he was like 17 and you beat and you're like 35.
Wait, I wasn't chopping at 17, so I can't answer that question.
Okay, say if he was 18 and you was like 40, like 22 years down the line, became really close.
Yeah. I reckon you could become really close to someone that you've slept with, but like your best friend.
Yeah, best friend.
It brings another question. It'd be like, say if you was 18 and you slept with each other and you became really close and then you got married, is she coming to your wedding?
Well, what's happening between me getting married and us, in between us sleeping together?
You've just been friends.
You've been friends.
Nothing.
For like 10, 12 years. Yeah, come to my wedding.
Yeah.
But then your wife has a problem.
But does she know?
That's the big question.
Yeah, does she know?
Do you disclose that information?
You know, does he know?
Do you disclose? But like,
yeah, dude, the thing is, like, I'm personally not disclose every single girl beat. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, that's long. First,
long.
But imagine you flip it, yeah?
God.
Your wife has done the same thing.
I don't want to find out.
If I don't know, I'm not losing them.
Exactly. I don't want to know.
But wait. I still get my 10 winks at night, bro.
But wait. Imagine, yeah, she's throwing it under the disguise that he is her best friend, yeah. Okay. He's around the crib, just chilling, everything.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's around the crib for, like, 4 or 5 years. And someone's like, yo, you know them two used to, like, beat for, like, a year or so.
Well, how old are we?
You like 35 and they were like 18.
Come on,
then yeah, I'm
lose that whatever. I'm still getting. Oh, come on, man.
Charge it to the game.
Yes, calm.
That one.
I've seen people invite their exes to their wedding.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Neymar went to his ex's wedding.
That's crazy. I ain't doing that. But 10 plus years ago.
But this is why you just don't have sex with your female friends.
That's the main thing.
But sometimes,
listen, there's lots of women that you might have thought you was gonna have a relationship with. It got intimate.
It didn't work out.
And it didn't become that. And he just ended up. staying being friends. Cool. Like, yeah, she's they're cool. They're cool people. Yeah. Like, that's life, innit? Like, but
yeah, I have a few of those in my life, but I wouldn't consider them. Like, I have my.
I would consider them. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't call them. Yeah, they're just there.
All right, cool. My last question.
It's love went up to you. See, like,
my last question was, maybe you're a bit deep, but I was. It was a question that I saw like 5 years ago, but then you see like someone, like say if you know someone on the internet level, they're your internet friend, and they pass away. Like, when do you unfollow them?
You don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Why am I busting up? I wouldn't even think to unfollow them.
The same thing.
I wouldn't think to them, yeah.
Nigga,
I
haven't,
are you worried about your ratio?
Like, nigga, you fucking up my ratio.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. But I haven't unfollowed Mac Miller. Obviously, you see like the followed by and whatever stuff. They're still best.
See, with like Nipsey, I used to follow him on Instagram and I realized that there was a few like one, two posts after death. And I was like, it's not him.
Mac Miller's family don't post, innit? So...
But then,
it's not like Michael Jackson's.
But the thing is, I can't get me.
It's like, I feel like it's going to sound weird, but I feel like.
That's still connection to him.
Yeah, you get me? Like, I fuck with Mac Miller so heavy. And it's like, I feel like that's like the last vestige of a connection I have with him in a weird kind of way.
Yeah,
you know what's weird? Don't you think it's weird when a celebrity dies and they gain like.
Yeah,
5,000 new followers.
That's weird. If you really followed him, then by all means, isn't it? You get me?
Say if I pass away, when are you gonna unfollow me on Twitter?
I'm not. Like, I don't follow you right now. In all seriousness,
talking about internet friends, you're talking about an actual.
I'm saying that's a real friend.
No, I have real friends that have passed away for whatever. I still follow them.
I'll
remember them. I'll go on their thing.
Whenever the anniversary of their death will come up, I might post on Instagram.
So even an internet friend where you kind of. You didn't know them on that level, you just followed them.
I'm not unfollowing them.
I'd unfollow a guy if I'd never had like a DM interaction with you. I'll unfollow you.
Maybe
in that case. I feel like it's a bit disrespectful.
It's one of them ones like, it's a bit disrespectful, but it's like, hey, like you see.
I just wouldn't think to do that.
The thing we see when you do the unfollow spree, I do that, I can unfollow people like once a year.
Inactive accounts, yeah.
Oh, not even inactive accounts. Like, everyone follows people they don't really want to follow. And I feel like that's a lot with me.
Sometimes I get followed by a nigga who's got bare mutual followers with me and I'm like, I kind of feel like I have to.
And then
his tweets are bare annoying.
There'll be times I'm out, so I'm like, oh yeah. And they'll follow me on my phone. I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely unfollowing you.
But the thing,
like,
the thing is,
Twitter's mad corny. Like, someone tried to say something to me earlier. I said something about Ronaldo or something. And the guy said something about, oh, you're bored. And I'm like, but nigga, you follow me. Like, why are you trying to cook me? You follow me.
But there are people that follow you, just like, disagree with it.
Yeah. But the thing is, sometimes, I can't lie, I do it. Like, I'll stumble across people's pages and I'll go through their tweets and I hate them. And then I'll go through more because the hate just spurs me on. Like, I need to be filled up. But then, what I was saying, my main thing is, we all follow someone like this, they're mutual, and like you kind of hate their tweets. And I feel like I'm a lot of people's.
I just be muting niggas.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm a lot of people's mutuals where they kind of hate.
Yeah, definitely. The people.
Like, people like only like follow me because.
Get cooked?
No, because I'm cool with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, cool, whatever. And they get to actually see my. Like, when you see your tweets here and there,
yeah.
Calm. When you see it constant, it's like, yo, this nigga don't shut up.
I don't even be tweeting that much these days as much as I used to.
I still tweet, but then it's like
I've been off the matrix, man. Oh wow.
Yeah, I hear that.
Hey, listen, being off the timeline, I didn't realize yet how much Twitter was pissing me off until I came off.
Mm. You were living a peaceful life. And
I didn't realize how peaceful it could be not having to.
Nah, you were in the trenches. Yeah.
Bro, I could.
Every single time you tweet, you'd have someone under your tweet.
Oh,
the sky's blue, no, it's not. Like, come on.
Well, I've looked outside and it's actually turquoise, you fucking idiot.
Oh, it's my birthday today. No, it's not. It was your birthday last week.
Seeing
But I thought you said
Reams get cooked, it was like a great day. Like, you know when, like. You see where it happened at like 3 p.m., yeah? When you're in the middle of your work day, you're like, yo, I'm going to go home.
I'm going to come back to this.
I'm going
to
revisit it.
Yeah. I might reload.
Reams is too hard to delete.
Yeah.
Just keep it up.
And I'm even recording, like, get him. Just like, yeah, just re-add it as well.
Yeah, seeing your friends get cooked is the funniest thing.
Oh yeah, 100%.
As long as it's nothing serious, it's honestly the funniest thing I've seen. One of the random get cooked, like when they cooked Jake for that scraps team.
Aye, when Jake tweeted about women drinking pints,
that was fucking.
And bare women from Leeds and Bradford, it was heating.
I wouldn't have called him a scruff.
I'm gonna give him a BTEC H in that. Oh shit!
Cool, like since we're wrapping this up,
wait, is that a Scooby on your keys?
Huh?
Is that a Scooby on your keys?
Is this 2005 called, bruv?
Bro, I've done this.
They want their flow back.
So I've done this on the plane.
I think with the TNs as well.
Yeah, I've done this on the plane back from DR. So I imagine I bought the Scoobies before I went to DR. Yeah. And I put in my bags, like, I'm going to do it on the way there just to like pass time.
I used to be fire at these.
But the thing is, yeah, the thing that intrigued me was like, can I still do it? So then I bought like, there were like six different packs. So obviously Dylan had one, I had one, and Moses had one. And the fact that we're on a plane, we had to figure out ourselves. Yeah. Dylan found out first.
Of course he did.
And then he was trying to teach everyone how to do it.
Yeah.
And then eventually we all clocked on. And then
seeing this just reminds me of Crazy Flog.
Crazy.
When ding, ding, bang.
Ding, 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 ding.
Bro. And even
the dancehall version.
the thing that I need as well is a Tamagotchi. I feel like I need to go back and
roll.
But oh yeah, my question isn't even a question; it was a riddle. So like me and my friend was just like doing random riddles. Let me bring to you guys. Yeah, let me make sure I get it right. Yeah,
you think you're doing riddles, you know?
Bro, we was bored.
Okay, riddler.
What's a question you can never say yes to?
What's a question
you can never say yes to?
I feel like Atlas will get this.
Wait, what's a question you can never say yes to?
Yeah.
Are you dead?
Yeah. Sanka, you're dead?
Sanka, you're dead.
Is that the right answer?
I'm
warm.
Yeah, you're warm. Wait,
what's a question you can never say yes to?
And yeah.
He said, are you dead?
But you can't reply when you're dead. So
you can't say yes to
Yeah.
So that's the answer.
So you're warm, very warm.
What's the question you can never say yes to?
Yeah.
You even got your producer confused over there. He's
are you asleep?
Ah, damn, this nigga. So I told you Alice would get. Yeah, no. It left me stumble for a very long time.
I was in the same country. I just got the wrong.
Yeah.
Sleep is the cousin of death.
Yeah, you know what I mean? All right, since we're wrapping up, thanks for Reams for. You wasn't even filling in. You was always meant to be here.
Yeah. Like, there's supposed to be five niggas today, bro.
Yeah.
Five guys. Balls.
It's meant to be six niggas.
Why?
It's meant to be six.
Why for that?
Six niggas on the mic. But yeah, and obviously, sorry for missing episode. Like, all right, cool.
Niggas have got lives, innit?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Life.
I'm fighting for my life now.
But yeah, guys, like, share.
Is the last one for the year?
No.
We'll do one more.
Probably one or two.
When are you dropping this?
Sunday. I'll try to get out Sunday.
Cool.
If Lice doesn't beat me up again. But
all right, guys, like, share, subscribe, use the hashtag AOTPod.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I'm glad Reams is back. They released great. It's
hey,
great.
Man, I've been reading my Bible in there.
Writing new bars.
Got a job in the library.
Folding sheets.
You got on good behavior. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, guys, like, share, subscribe, use the hashtag. Thank you for rocking with us.
Over and out.
I love.